الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, the final revelation. And as you know, in this silsila, we are talking about the virtues, the blessings of the glorious Quran. That beautiful Quran, the nur of Allah Azza wa Jal, the guidance for mankind that was revealed to the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yani, the Quran is the best of all books, revealed in the best of all nights, in the best of all months, to the best of all creation. Yani, everything of the Quran, or whatever is associated with the Quran, is the best. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are talking about the beautiful Quran and the miracles of the Quran. In the previous silsilas, we've been talking about the Quran is virtues, benefit to recite the glorious Quran. And we also learnt about those people who, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, would recite the Quran, what their condition would be, what their state of affairs would be when they would recite the glorious Quran. My dear Islam brothers, today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to start to talk about a bit more about the glorious Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, please try to stay with us during this silsila. Try to make good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ All your actions depend on your intention. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I make the intention that I would do the bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can make the niyat that you are going to listen with the intention for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then by acting upon the sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we would recite the glorious Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal, every day, if possible, we would try to recite the glorious Quran in such melodious voice, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can gain blessings from it. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, before we start the bayan, let's just mention the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah Azza wa Jal sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite durood in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, which begins after sunset on Thursday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Mujhko rozana tilawat ki bhi tu tawfiq de, qari Quran bana aur khadim Quran bana. Dear Islam bhaiyo, inshallah azza wa jal, let's just look at some of the manners of reciting the glorious Quran. A reciter, someone who recites the Quran, should recite the glorious Quran either by sitting or standing with respect and convenience, bending his head facing Qibla in wuzu. Is that we could either sit down and recite the Quran, or you could stand up and recite the glorious Quran. But always remember that respect is very, very important. If you are sitting down, then you must be sat in a position which is a respectful position. If you are standing up, then don't lean against the wall without any problems, or don't be standing in such a position which is disrespectful. And then bending your head forward, read the Quran and facing towards the Qibla. And try to, whenever possible, you know, we should try to face the Qibla and to recite the glorious Quran, and always be in wuzu when you are going to touch the glorious Quran. Avoid sitting cross-legged and leaning against something unnecessarily, but rather sit as a student sits in front of his teacher. So don't be leaning against the wall when you are reading the Quran, and don't cross your legs or don't stretch your legs out, especially because we've learned that we should be facing towards the Qibla when we are reading the Quran. But don't, my dear Islamic brothers, be, you know, stretching the legs out towards the Qibla, because that is disrespect of the Qibla itself. That is bad manners. You know, and then sometimes, you know, I've seen people, you know, when they read the Quran, they've got their legs stretched out towards the Qibla, and then sadly they put the Quran, ma'azallah, on their knees, or they put it on the lap with the legs straightened or stretched towards the Qibla. This is bad manners. And especially putting your legs towards the Qibla. Alhamdulillah, we have been taught the manners and the etiquettes. And the etiquettes that we learn from the Buzurgan Deen, the Sufis, the Awliya Allah, is that you should have adab, you should have respect for the Qibla as well. The best state of reciting the glorious Quran is this, that it should be recited by standing during Salah in the Masjid. So try to memorize some parts of the Quran and then stand up in Salah and recite the glorious Quran. The leader of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Murtaza, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, has said that the one who recites the Holy Quran by standing during Salah, for him there are 100 virtues for every letter, and the one who recites the Holy Quran by sitting, for him there are 50 virtues for every letter, and the one who recites the Holy Quran apart from Salah in wudu, for him there are 25 virtues. Subhanallah. So, you know, Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he is the door of knowledge. Yeah, he is the door of knowledge. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's beautiful words of wisdom. Another manner of reciting the Quran is to recite it slowly and with lots of pauses. You know, in the Quran, the etiquettes are that there are places in the Quran that we have to do waqf upon. For example, there will be the sign in the Quran. It's all sign. You know, for example, just imagine if you are following a road and it's all signposted, you're not going to get lost. You're not going to find it difficult to make your way around. In the same way, we need to learn what these stops, what these pauses in the Quran. What does the little ta mean in the Quran? What does the little jeem mean, which is written sometimes at the end of a verse or sometimes in between a verse? What does the lam alif that is written in between the verse, what does that mean? And then sometimes you have a meem, waqf lazim. You know, we need to learn these beautiful rules of the glorious Quran. And then, my dear Islamic brothers, if you recite the Quran in such a manner, subhanallah, I guarantee you 1,000,000,000% that you will enjoy, and your heart, inshallah, azawajal, will be satisfied. And why not? Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That no doubt the satisfaction of the hearts is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you read the Quran, you know, if your heart, you know, if there's any problems, you know, you are facing and your heart is not content, your heart, you know, there's a problem, you're worrying too much, then the one remedy that I would say to you is go and read the Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see that your heart will find satisfaction. And then it says that read the Quran slowly. Don't be rushing into it. Read the Quran slowly. Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So read the Quran slowly. It is also stated that It should be recited melodiously with beautiful voice. You know, with such a beautiful voice, with a melody. Try to build that love of the Quran in your heart.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
No doubt, mashallah, there'll be many people listening, there'll be many people out there who can recite a Quran in beautiful voice, melody. When you read the Quran, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, those Sahaba-i-Kiram, how lucky these people were that they would listen to the Quran from the tongue of the beautiful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, the way he would read the Quran, subhanallah. You know, there's a beautiful narration that when Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he would recite the Zabur Sharif, the mountains would swayed, the animals would run out of the jungles. Just imagine when our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be reading the Quran to the companions, subhanallah. And then just imagine when our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would hear, he would listen to the Quran from Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah. Imagine, you know, the Quran being recited, the Sahaba Ikram sitting in that room, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would read the Quran to them. What lucky people, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his beautiful, elegant voice, he would be reading the Quran to the companions. Then the companions, they would listen to the Quran and then they would pass on to other people. This is the beauty of the Quran. No other book has such beauty. No other book has such speciality. You take any book, I guarantee you. You take any book, you open it, read it to people. You read it once, twice, three times, people will get bored. People will get bored listening to the same things again. Oh, my dear Islam brothers, the Quran is such a book. The more you recite, the more you want to recite. The more time you spend reading, you want to spend more time. And this is the life of the awliya Allah. When they would be sitting in the mountains, you know, such awliya Allah, they would spend their times in the mountains. And just imagine, they would be sitting and then read the Quran. How many people would change? People would listen to their voices. People would listen to the Quran and they would accept Islam. So my dear Islam brothers, whenever we read the Quran, try to read the Quran in such a way that it changes us and it changes people who are sat around us. It should also be remembered, letters should not be pronounced so long that their pronunciation gets changed or the verse of the Quran gets changed. So when we read the Quran, you know, we should read it according to the rules of tajweed. A lot of people, you know, sometimes in Madrasatul Madina Balighan, which is one of the departments of Dawat Islami, where adults, Alhamdulillah, Islamic brothers, you know, teach Islamic brothers, same for the Islamic sisters, the adults, the elders, when they are reading and learning the Quran, you know, my dear Islam brothers, you know, sometimes what happens is because they are not aware of the rules of tajweed. You know, a lot of people sometimes say, oh, we read Alif Bayt Ase, that is Urdu. Alif Bayt Ase is Urdu. Arabic Alif Ba Ta Sa. And that is how you learn the Quran in Madrasatul Madinah Balighan. And then when you read the Quran according to the Arabic rules, then you will see that the Quran, it will have an effect in your heart as well. Today, sadly, we read the Quran, but because we did not learn the Quran with the Arabic accent or the Arabic rules, what happens is we read the Quran, but we won't benefit. Because every letter of the Quran has a distinguished place where the letter is pronounced from. You know, the kha, separate to the ha, to the hamza, to the ayn, to the ghain, to the seen, sawd, bod, dal, ta, ta, za, za. Every letter is pronounced differently. So if you are reading the Quran and you are pronouncing the letters wrong, then you are changing the meaning of that. And it says that, you know, the meaning gets changed. And especially if you are in Salah and you are reading the Quran and the meaning has been changed, then your Salah is void. Finish. Let me just give you an example. In the Quran, there are two words that sound similar. You know, we call them Qareeb al-Sawt. They sound similar. One word is Kalb. Kalb. With the Kaf. Kaf Kitab. With the Kalb. Kaf, Lam and Ba. Kalb means dog. And one word is Qalb. It's Haruf al-Musta'liya. Qalb. Read it with a thick, broad sound. Now that Kaf with the two dots on. Same letters. Yes, the first one is Kaf, the second one is Qaf. But then there's Lam and Ba with both of them. Kalb means dog, and Qalb means heart. Heart. So when we read the Quran, in the Quran there is a verse in Surah Baqarah, para number 1, Fi qulubihim maradun. In their hearts there is disease. So what if someone is reading the Quran and he is not reading with the proper pronunciation, with the proper rules of tajweed, he will read that word as fi qulubihim maradun. And that means in their dogs there is disease. But Allah Ta'ala is not talking about dogs. He's talking about the heart. So when you are reading this Quran, this verse of the Quran, and you read it wrong, not only are you sinful for reading the Quran wrong, your namaz is void. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ. The qaf again with the two dots. That is what is written in the Quran. قُلْ. قُلْ means say you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say to these people. قُلْ. Say to them. Now if someone cannot pronounce the word قُلْ properly and he reads قُلْ with the kaf, kaf kitab, then now kul means eat. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't say in the Quran, eat. Allah is one. Huwa Allahu ahad. Eat. He, Allah, is one. That's not what the verse says. The verse says, kul, say you, he is Allah the one. If anyone reads, kul huwa Allahu ahad. And then even that word is read wrong as well. Many people read, kul huwa Allahu ahad. Kul wallahad. Oh, kul wallahad. So that, even that is wrong. So if you are offering your salah, then you are reading these words wrong, and because of reading the words wrong, your salah is void. Because you are reciting the Quran wrong. This is why Amir al-Sunnat has given us Madrasatul Madinah Balighan. Free of charge, no cost at all. You will come to the madrasa, 41 minutes class, brothers will teach you the Quran, and they will teach you the rules of fiqh and how to read and how to offer your salah properly as well. And they will not charge you a penny. But how many people will come to that class? This has been mentioned many times, many times. It's been mentioned, many muballighin, even Amir al-Sunnah and the muballighin of Dawat Islami keep on repeating these things so that, my dear Islamic brothers, we can learn. We can open our minds and we can know the seriousness of this. So please, I'm not going to say to you, make time. You have to make time. Do you not want your salah to be accepted? Do you want your salah to be rejected on the day of judgment?
Do you want to be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and then find out on the day of judgment that your salah was all rejected because you were reading the Quran wrong? I don't think that's an option, is it? I don't think anyone with the right mind is going to take this option that my salah will be rejected because of my Quran. We don't want to be rejected. So what we need to do is we need to start to learn. Qira'at should be done in so much voice that the reciter can listen to it himself. Because Qira'at is the name of it that letters should be pronounced clearly in a loud voice. Now this is also, you know, one of the farz, the compulsory action in salah is to recite the glorious Quran. So reciting, the ulama, they say that reciting means that you have to recite in an audible voice that you yourself can listen. If you can't listen, if you can't hear yourself reading the Quran, then that will be as if you have not recited the glorious Quran. So always make sure that you can listen to yourself. And then, my dear Islam brothers, some of the hidden manners of reciting the glorious Quran. The Holy Quran should be recited with the attention of the heart. That is, the Holy Quran should be recited after dispelling all the thoughts which are created in the heart. So first we were talking about normal physical manners. Now we are talking about something really special. We're talking about the manners. These special manners that first of all make attention, make your heart pay attention when you read the Quran. Yeah, read the Quran and by removing any worldly thoughts from your mind. You know, if you're thinking about your business, you're thinking about your home, your family, get everything out of your mind. Your mind should be clearly just focused on the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you are reading the Quran, you're not reading one, two verses and then a text message comes up. And then you're going to read your text message. So and so has sent you a message on social media. You want to check that as well. You know, you've got an update coming up. You know, then you're not going to get any benefit from the Quran. When you read the Quran, switch off your phone. Switch off your phone, put it on silent. Don't put it on vibration as well. Just put it off. Turn it off, put it on the side, and read the Quran. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that your heart will not only enjoy reading and listening to the Quran, you will, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, feel, you know, as they say, that you get a buzz by reading the Quran. And that buzz is that your heart will start to enjoy and feel better when you read the Quran. The other hidden manners of the Quran is as the respect of apparent cover of the Quran and its pages is this, that it should not be touched without taharat, with purity. So if you don't have wudu, do not touch the Quran. Similarly, the demand of the hidden anwar tajalliyat, the luminosity and the refulgence of the Holy Quran is this, that heart should also be purified from every type of impurity, so that those tajalliyat, those blessings, they may enter inside your heart. So your heart needs to be clean as well. There shouldn't be any hatred against any other Muslim. There shouldn't be any bad ill thoughts in your mind regarding any Muslim when you are reading the Quran. Just clean your heart and let the rust fall off from your heart when you are reading the glorious Quran. My dear Islam brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we start to read the Quran in such a manner, I guarantee you that inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will enjoy reciting the glorious Quran. Today, sadly, you know, many of us will agree that number one is we don't get time to read the Quran. Not only, I've said it wrong. It's not that we don't get time. You know, we don't know the importance of the Quran. Because if you knew the importance of the Quran, you know, you would definitely read the Quran. Just imagine today, there is only one Mecca. There is only one Medina. There is only one Kaaba. And there is only one Hajar-e Aswad. People spend thousands of pounds to go and perform Hajj in Mecca. That is the case, isn't it? People will spend so much money. Why? Because they want to see the beautiful Kaaba with their own eyes. They want to see the Hajri Aswad with their eyes. They want to see the Maqam Ibrahim. They want to drink the water of Zamzam by being there. They want to see the beautiful green dome. They want to see the beautiful Rose Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine, what if there was only one copy of the Quran in the whole world? How much would you pay to go and just, you can't touch it, just to go and look at that Quran? How much would you pay? You know, you'll probably say, I'll give all my life savings to go and see the Quran. But today, my dear Islamic brothers, we've not got one, two, three. We've got more than three copies at home. Every person in my family has a copy of the Quran for himself. If there's three people in the family, I have three Quran Pak at home. When's the last time I opened any of the Quran? It's beautifully decorated and hidden away in the wardrobe. The Quran, mashallah, beautifully wrapped, beautifully decorated, a beautiful thing you've done. You've, mashallah, out of respect and love for the Quran, you've put it at a very high place. Out from every reach of any, you know, bi'adabi. But I don't think that's the only thing that should have been done with the Quran. The Quran now should be taken down with respect. The Quran should be opened up. That beautiful case, that beautiful ghilaf that we have around the Quran, that should be slowly with a beautiful, you know, reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it should be unwrapped. The Quran should be opened and the Quran should be read every day. Then you can wrap it up in that beautiful cloth, and out of respect and love for the Quran, you can put it back up in that high wardrobe. But every day it should come down, and every day we should read the Quran. Just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, I'm going to leave this thought for myself as well, and for the viewers of Madani channel as well. Just imagine today, if I am the father, yeah, or if there's any Islamic brothers who are listening there, you might not be a father, but just imagine, if today my state is that I say in front of my kids, yeah, I don't know, I can't get time. I don't know how to get time to read the Quran. I love to, but too busy. I'm too busy working. I don't get time. Your children are picking up these words. They are storing it in their memory bank. When they grow up, and now you have passed away, you've gone. You're out of the scene. Now you want your children to read the Quran for you. Because pious children are a means of sadaqah jariyah. Pious children, pious offspring, when they read the Quran, the reward is given to the parents as well. Now you will be in your grave and you will be wanting your children to recite the glorious Quran. Ah, then you'll be inside your grave thinking to yourself, I wish I read the Quran in front of my children, and today my children would read the Quran and I would have got the reward as well. But I'm sorry, we didn't do that. We never read the Quran ourselves. We've never told our children. We send them to the madrasa, just a normal formality. We send them, we give fees to the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's Madrasa Tul Madina don't charge no fees as well. So we've been sending our children to the madrasa. They've learned the Quran as a formality, I'm sorry to say, as a formality. Do they read the Quran with tajweed? No, not interested, not really bothered. I just want them to finish the Quran, that's it. So I can tell people my son has finished the Quran as well. Yeah? I'm not bothered if my son knows the Quran. I'm not bothered if he's hafiz of the Quran as well. I'm not really fussed about it. You know, all I want him to do is just finish the Quran so that I can tell people. You know, I can boast in front of people my son has become a hafiz of the Quran. That's the only intention. Sadly, I'm sorry if I am wrong. I hope I am wrong. But my dear Islam brothers, is that not for many parents, not all of them, not all the parents, but is this not the case for most of the parents who are sending their children to the madrasa? Just a formality. Because the formality is that I must make him read the Quran. But that's just a formality. We haven't put the love of the Quran inside their hearts. We've left it to the Qari Sahib. You know, let Qari Sahib deal with this. Yeah, not my duty. But I'm sorry to say, it is your duty as the father. It is your duty that you were supposed to teach the Quran to your kids. So because we didn't know how to teach our children, we sent them to the madrasa. Fine, no problem. We've sent them to the madrasa. But how many times have we checked upon our children? Qari Sahib, how is my son reading the Quran? How is he progressing? Is he reading with the tajweed? Does he understand the words of the Quran? Qari Sahib, I want my son, when he finishes the Quran, I want him to understand the Quran. I want him to become an alim e deen as well, so that my son can understand the Quran, so that he can teach me, because I never got the time, or I never put that effort in. How many of us would do that? Very, very, very rarely we would ever do that. Why? Because as a formality, when I used to go to the madrasa, as a formality, I had learned the Quran, and now sadly because I left the madrasa, I've forgot the Quran. And we shouldn't even say, I forgot the Quran has forgotten me. That is the real way of saying it. It's not that I have forgot the Quran. Who am I to forget the Quran? Who am I to forget the word of Allah? It is Allah who has made us, or it is the Quran who has forgotten us. And now, we don't have time. We can't go back. Even though we got plenty of time, but we don't go back to learn. So as a formality, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, as a formality, I learned the Quran and now I forgot. As a formality, I'm sending my children to the madrasa to learn the Quran. When they leave, they will follow my footsteps. And then 5-6 years later, they will forget the Quran as well. And then what will happen? And then every year when I pass by, my children are not going to read the Quran, because when my dad passed away, I never read the Quran as well. Yeah, I never read the Quran because I forgot to read the Quran. Then I thought it's going to be a mazallah, a burden for me to read the Quran now. So I never read the Quran. So can you see? It's a circle. What goes round, comes round. So we need to understand this is very, very important, that I, not for formality, only for the pleasure of Allah, and inshallah azza wa jal for the benefit of this deen and for my benefit, I learn the Quran, I respect, and one of the respects of the Quran is that we read it daily. Let's make this intention, my dear Islam brothers, that from today, if you have forgotten the Quran, it's not end of the world, you are still alive. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Please stand up with jazbah, stand up with courage, with love, and say that now whatever's happened in the past has happened. Now inshallah azza wa jal, I'm going to be reading my Quran. And if I don't know how to read the Quran, I'm going to go to Madrasatul Madina Balighan. I will sit there and inshallah will put all my effort inside and I will read the Quran and I will make sure that my children, they learn the Quran properly, so that inshallah azza wa jal, they can benefit me as well. May Allah Ta'ala reward us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. My dear Islam brothers, I leave you, and please remember, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.